This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It's Friday, so normally we're, you know, every day when I come up with a poll question, I'm going, something not about Trump or Biden. Something not about Trump or Biden. And then you can, if you are with us each and every day, you know how often I'm successful about it. So then if I do ask a Trump or Biden question, it's not... I mean, at the end, if you're asking something about Trump and Biden in the same one, everyone's voting for Trump and Biden, no matter what the details of the questions are. See November. Today's question is a little bit different because I had a personal experience that made me ask myself, maybe I'm in the wrong here. So the question is it acceptable to toss seed or nutshells out of a car window? Yes, it's acceptable, or no, it's littering. I don't have a... in-between response on the poll today because I can't go through every single exception to whatever the rule is. There is also the thought, the question is asking specifically about seed or nutshells. What about apple cores? What about banana peels? What about if you're eating a sandwich and you get through it and there's just bread left and you don't eat the bread, can you throw the bread out the window? Brian?
I have very, very strong thoughts on this. And I am 100% all the way into yes, acceptable. And I don't know if you thought I'd go the other way, but the only time that I could see where it would be like, would be if you're driving through a suburb and you're throwing it into somebody's lawn. Anywhere else.
If it's common ground?
If it's biodegradable, whether you're on the interstate or like Tom was saying, especially if you're passing a rural area, throw it into the grass. No matter what. If it can degrade, and even if it's slow, go ahead. It's fine. If you're throwing trash, that's completely different.
Yeah.
Well, I think the question is it trash? Some people might think a banana peel is trash, or that a sunflower seed or a peanut shell or pistachio seed is trash.
Now, if you see somebody throwing like a large amount of old fruit out of the car.
Traditional baskets standing in the back of the trunk.
Yeah. These potatoes all have eyes. Let's just take them on the road. That would be different because it could cause problems. But for almost any circumstance, as long if it's bread crust, whatever circumstance, you can think whatever kind of thing, as long as it's going to either get eaten by animals or fall apart or whatever, it's fine.
Chris says, I do not litter, but I will throw food out the window and I do it at work, too, for the critters to have a snack.
That's so nice, Chris.
Vicky said, food is the only thing I'll toss occasionally, depending on what it is. Russell says, when you say tossing food, I think seeds or shells are different from sandwiches and other foods. So I vote yes for seeds and shells, but would vote no way for other foods.
Interesting.
Doug says, I don't throw things out the car window. It irks me when I see others do it, especially cigarette butts. Different.
Yeah.
Cigarette butts, different than food. And then, of course, this is a very specific question. Frank says, yes, acceptable. If it rejoins the soil, it's not a problem. When I smoked unfiltered cigarettes, I never had an issue with flipping them out the car window, but never a filter. I don't know what that means. means.
The filter on the cigarette.
Whatever. I don't know what
you
it
don't
means.
Know.
No. I think I established yesterday my complete and total lack of knowledge on the drugs and mm-hmm. the smokes and the
well,
bikes.
If you as long as you smoke crack with a filter, I'm not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Is that filter crack?
Yeah, is that filter cracker?
It's one of those Hunter crackers.
Get a filter on that pipe.
Ender said, I said no because I won't do it myself. I find it unacceptable for myself to do and will not do it. That's a very well-rounded thought.
Yes.
Brad, is Man. It acceptable to toss seed or nutshells out of the car window? Yes, it's acceptable or no, it's littering.
Two things about me is I grew up in the country and I played baseball. I have zero problem with seeds or nutshells or anything like that. I mean, I'd stand on the baseball field chewing seeds and spitting them out from whatever position I was in. I don't see a problem with it because, like some of our other commenters have said, that stuff's biodegradable. I'm with Ryan, even with like the apple cores and the banana peels. If you're in a rural area, go ahead, throw it out. You know, there's something that's going to come along and pick that up and eat it. And not only is it going to eat it, it'll be like, ooh, free food, and it's going to be excited about it. However, in my neighborhood, I hate when I find a banana peel in my yard, and people do throw it in my yard. So
Thomas,
don't throw it in people's
on YouTube
yards.
Says, no way on banana peels.
I'm Plus, people might slip and then step on a rake.
I wish I had a slide whistle right
honk,
now.
Bonk, bonk. You know, all that goes with it, and it's really unfortunate to watch.
So here's the story.
Okay.
I had a handful of pistachios. That was my lunch yesterday, and I was going to eat them on the way home to go pick up my kids. My daughter had a concert last night. I had to get from A to B to C to D to F or whatever it was. And so I probably had in my hand 24 pistachios.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to eat those. I did not have anything in my car where I could put the shells and not let them go to the abyss that is Pacifica when
yeah.
you have four kids.
Going to fall in the crack of the seat.
They're going to be gone forever.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that would be littering.
So you had to crack these open. They weren't, like, already cracked for you.
Because okay. you eat way less when you have to do the work.
Yes, you do.
So I am driving out of St. Louis. The city of St. Louis, which, as you know, is pristinely clean and people don't commit crimes there.
Yeah, I had to put that addendum on mine. Like, if you're in the city of St. Louis, don't put anything out.
They work really hard to keep it clean.
Yeah.
So here I am, and I am on my way out of town, and I had my window open like 6 inches standard nut removal length.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 inches standard nut removal.
And there is this gigantic black pickup truck next to me. And when you're downtown St. Louis, you don't make eye contact with people. You don't look at them. Younger female in downtown St. Louis, if I'm sitting at a stoplight, I'm always prepared to just go. Nobody else stops at the stoplights. Why would I, when somebody is coming up next to me and trying to get my attention, or walking up next to you and like staring at you on the other side of the window? Like, I am always prepared to just leave. And I haven't seen the criminals getting arrested downtown, so I figure, what's a red light if it means I might be protecting myself? So I'm just always kind of, we go up to a red light and I, about 10 feet back is when I really slow, and then I just kind of keep a steady roll going forward so that I'm never at a complete stop. It doesn't seem to be like I'm approachable. All of these things are thoughts that go through your head when you're downtown St. Louis. This, and so 6 inches
yeah.
nut removal window.
Yep. Just throw them out there, roll it up. Nut removed.
No, not the nut. Just the shell. Because I ate the nut.
Okay. You had a lot of nut.
I cracked the pistachio open. I popped the pistachio into my mouth and I tossed the shells out the window. Light turns green.
Okay.
I start driving. Because that's what you do. This gigantic big black pickup truck, I was ahead of it, and it scooches up, and I can tell that all of a sudden I'm like, this truck is pacing me. So I'm thinking, sexistly, is a man hollering at me or something. And it is not. It is a middle-aged, which maybe I am, white woman who gets up in front of me and rolls her window down, and she goes, littering is illegal, really loud, and wow. continues to pace me because I threw pistachio shells out the window. I didn't have more than 24 pistachios that I had taken home with me, and I had more than half of them by the time I got out of St. Louis and I was well into Illinois. So I may have shelled 6 nuts as I was moving through downtown. And maybe I shouldn't have thrown those pistachio shells into the street. But this woman has left a mark on me, and she shamed me in downtown St. Louis for having the audacity to throw what everybody will see when they go through St. Louis, and they'll be like, that's Annie Fry's pistachio shell. So I don't know if I'm supposed to do that. Here's the precursor to all of this. I grew up in the country. You did these things. You whipped the apple core out the window as far as you could. You don't want it to be in the street. You figure something's going to eat it and have a great day. The banana peel is going to biodegrade rapidly and fertilize the soil.
Yeah. Returns right into a rabbit.
Maybe shells are different. Eventually. Circle of life.
Circle of life. Yep.
Bro.
Yep.
So I yesterday would have said, yes, this is acceptable. But this woman who accosted me downtown and made me feel like crap for throwing, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe I should have done it in the city. Although I think that it would be way less noticeable in the city than it would be in like the suburbs. I need help.
Maybe everybody's fine here. Maybe you did fine according to you, and there is no truth. Or maybe her truth is that that was her one thing. Was yelling at people.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.